warlikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you.
Yes,
you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
So we have a lot. I always say that. I want to say, instead of saying we have a lot of stuff, I'll be, we don't have a lot of stuff.
And the Buff Baby.
I'm not going to. John, you wait.
Nobody puts Buff Baby in the corner.
And by the way, that's fucking bullshit. I love that he cleared his throat. I love that he cleared his throat, even though I fucking said his name before anybody else has even said John is awesome, and he came off the bench. Sorry, he needs two introductions, folks. The man who's so famous, you got to say his name three times. John the Laser. There it is. John the Buff Baby Santeri.
The Buff Baby, that's all.
Where's Ryan? Do you have a minute to talk about the Lord?
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like, we, like, did we, my,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. And also make sure you do hashtag Hippo Board to get on the Hippo Board.
It's right over
this
there.
This week. It's right there. I'm pointing at it. It's right over there.
I say
right
callers there. Should call in with their hashtag to be written on the board. Just completely bypass Twitter or writing at all. These are verbal hashtags only. You know, we're just screwing the system.
And as you hear, that's, of course, Marie Sarkeesian Lopez, medicine woman.
The third.
Who apparently, since she didn't get a show yesterday, she has twice the energy today.
I slept a lot yesterday. My body was literally rejecting itself.
Who is breathing into the microphone? Because I will fucking murder their entire family. Anyway.
Speak up.
Of course, joined by Sean Space Weather Waters.
Is that how is that stuck?
John Laser Cat Santeri.
Pew 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 pew.
And at More Like D, as you can see over here, is going to be throwing her cat at some point.
She Yay. Did. She just I know, as I, soon I as saw, we started the I show, saw, she tossed a cat.
I saw. It's hard to focus. I try not to look that way whenever I'm like trying to focus because I know something silly.
She
may
whips
happen.
Her cat back and forth. She whips her cat back.
She,
and
no,
forth.
She just tosses it over her shoulder and it's just okay. Get out of here, kitty.
Get that cat off your shoulder. All right, so Dutch will be here, but he's running a little bit late because I don't
work
know.
Work release jail.
No, he's free. He's a free man.
Oh,
he's a free man.
Oh yeah,
he yep. did his time.
Forgot about yeah, him. He's a Freemason.
He did his time in the clink, as they say. Today is June 11th, 2014. I mean, I normally say that with music.
You know, you really say that with a hard J.
June? No, fuck you. That's not fair. That's a fucking month. All right.
I don't know why you have to swear.
It's J Word 11, 2014.
You're going to have a really hard time next month in July, huh?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, stop.
What?
My birthday's in J Word Lie.
See?
My birthday's J Word Lie 24th, actually.
I know.
All right. which old. I'm not even trying to be racist is the way I say it. Forget it. I'm not going to even try to defend myself.
You shouldn't.
We have a special treat. If you listen to Dutch and Royce a couple education. Weeks ago, we did a reading from Jack Chick, which is a Christian publication, which has great comics that are great, I think, for the whole family to read. We're going to do a little bit later when Dutch is on, because I'm sure he's going to appreciate it.
He Chick needs to read his part. We're Chick. All going to pick a role, and we're going to read from the comic and give you a little, you know, hippo juice renditioning, so to speak. Yeah.
Hippo juice renditioning of that. So, first thing before we get into any of the stories, did you, because it's been the big thing on Facebook.
We're like the boys.
Excuse me one second.
Yeah. Did you guys see the new Dumb and Dumber trailer?
I did.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
The Dumbering?
Well, okay. I'm going to play it. So for
hey,
anyone.
You better play it.
All right.
Okay. They're so old. So old and so fat.
Jim Carrey's so old.
I did not watch
it. Oh, my God.
Stop. Why are you looking up Dumbo Racist Crows? Oh.
Oh, no, that just auto-finishes that one. I've seen that video a lot of times, my friend. More than I care to admit. Sometimes for pleasure.
I have not watched this. Okay. I saw the thing, but I did not watch
now,
it.
Now, what is Dumb and Dumber?
Okay, Marie.
Why?
Is it
when
a movie?
When a man loves a woman.
When a man.
Why would we need a sequel to Dumb and
okay.
Dumber?
Why wouldn't
I will answer that later. With, why wouldn't we?
Why would we not?
All right.
Have you seen the first one?
Okay, let's play it.
The first one.
I'm going to play it.
Dumb and Dumber.
What is that?
Shut up.
It's a movie.
Since who?
Shut up, everybody.
This is going to be the sequel.
This thing right here.
Yes. Shut up.
It's a sequel to the first one.
Shut up.
There he is again.
Who?
Almost 2 decades and he still comes.
How you doing, buddy? Brought you your favorite candies. Come on, Lloyd. You got to get over her. Mary Samsonite was just a girl. That's it, kid. Come on, come on, come on. Spit it out.
God, yeah!
Wait a minute. So you mean you have been faking for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all for a gag?
Yep.
That's awesome!
Oh. Once you roll me inside, we'll get the nurse to take the catheter out of me.
We don't need nurses for that.
But don't you have to...
Ow!
I like what you've done with the place.
Who's this? Oh, that's Butthole. I found him out in the alley.
Why'd you name him Butthole?
Because of this.
Good name. Totally fits.
It's a postcard from Freda Felcher. Harry, I'm pregnant. Please call me.
What do you think it means, Harry?
Lloyd, I'm going to be a dad.
Ah!
Look at the postmark. 1991.
I had a daughter. I gave her up for adoption.
I do love that they use the same Mary Swanson
yep.
music
for
there.
My daughter.
What? Am I right?
What?
Am I right?
That's insane.
Alaka Allah.
I know she'll appreciate all the trouble you've gone to find her. Let's call her.
It's ringing.
Whoever this is, we're in the middle of something very important here.
This is your dad.
What? Hey, guys, I know this is weird timing, but I gotta take this. This is my dad.
She's got me on hold.
Wow. Yeah, Gran.
I've got the diamonds.
Mikey's listening.
They're underneath me.
Did you hide them inside this turkey?
They're just above the giblets.
No diamonds in here.
And you're not my grandson.
Harry, she's got me. She's really clamping down.
You can cross that one off your bucket list.
So, what
feelings?
Do you guys think?
Feelings?
Oh, I'm entertained. I am sports entertained.
Yeah, I think this is actually pretty good.
I laughed at the trailer, and I really like it. I don't care if it's corny. I'm going to watch it.
I had mixed emotions.
Why do you have... why?
Some things looked a little...
Just enjoy it.
Repeated, but that...
Repetitive.
Now, the trailers that I've seen said this movie's not yet rated.
You're
have
not
they
yet
given
rated.
It a rating yet?
What was the other one rated?
I think it was R.
Was it? Was it? No, I think it was PG-13.
Or maybe it was a hard 13.
What's a hard?
Well, no, remember, PG-13.
Shut up a second.
PG-13 in the 90s mm-hmm. was.
How many hard 13s have you seen?
A lot? Just one.
Just one.
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
anyway, try not to kill any more divers.
Who was the guy? No, I want to know. I mean, if he's got a hard 13, I want to see it too.
Yeah, Domino's a good point. It's weird seeing Jeff Daniels like that again after watching Newsroom.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely different.
But it's fantastic. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I like to, you know, why not? I'm going to give it a chance.
Dumb and Dumber was PG-13.
I just hope that there's not going to be another Ace Ventura, because I don't think I can handle that.
You mean
I don't think
the fantastic?
Okay, Ace Ventura does not stand a test of time.
I'd rather see another Ace Ventura than a Dumb and Dumber.
What? Why?
I was never that big a fan of Dumb
and
Dumber.
Why?
I like Dumb and Dumber, but it's never been one of my favorite movies. I think it's funny, but I'm not like obsessed with it.
It's very difficult to take you seriously when you haven't seen The Room. So I will not... You know, I won't take your word as gold there.
I'm going to have to agree with Royce on that one.
Yeah.
Third, it's like a moissanite.
Third, watch The Room and then you can comment on movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to.
Do you want me to break his legs? I'll break his legs.
But no, I mean, the cell phone scene in that trailer, very funny. I definitely chuckled the first time I watched that. The 20-year thing where it was a joke and then he laughs at it. I mean, that I've seen before. I kind of saw that one coming. So I just hope it's, you know, I hope I laugh.
Yeah, I hope it's funnier than that trailer because I didn't laugh once.
Well, that,
except for that, the cat's name was Butthole. That was funny.
So you did laugh once.
See?
Liar.
See?
Somebody check. Her pants may be on fire.
Negative Nancy's.
All right, D, would you like to read one of your first stories there?
This might be the crowning glory of all Florida stories.
Good.
Ever.
Ooh, crowning glory. Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
I'm holding on. Marie, relax.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is
you wait,
dumb.
D. I might not be you wait for the song to be over.
Nah.
It's not over yet. Don't start yet.
Okay,
now you can start.
Talk.
There you go.
Florida woman arrested for shooting missile into car has the most Florida name imaginable.
Wait, can we guess?
Yes.
Florida.
Flowrider. That's close. Tough because it's tough to beat Flowrider.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. It's a tough one to beat. That's a really Florida name.
Her name is Amy Rocket Swanson.
No.
Florida Sanchez.
Sounds like a catcher for the Marlins.
Well, I mean,
and I now at bat, Florida Sanchez,
second base.
All right, are you ready?
Sunny Basalt.
No,
Sunny Basalt.
Carrie Cousin
Kakeem. Of Sonny
Bono. All right, what's her name?
We may have officially reached peak in Florida now that a woman named Crystal Metheny.
Crystal.
I don't believe it. No.
Wait, how do you spell it?
Crystal.
Uh-huh.
Like crystal meth.
Uh-huh.
Metheny, like crystal meth, but with E-N-E-Y.
Did I spell it right in the chat? Crystal Metheny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
That sounds like a dubstep DJ.
It really does.
Crystal Metheny.
With her name.
Crystal Metheny.
Oh, my God.
Don't get down.
Her face shot is perfect.
She looks like Crystal Bethany.
Oh, my God.
She's so
fat.
Wow,
Chris Farley's alive and hiding in Florida.
It all makes sense, Chris.
Stay off me. I'm starving.
Jesus Christ.
I was looking at her face while you said that. Which all right,
what did she do? Read it. Read the story.
Whoa. Ms. Metheny.
Ms. Oh, guys, she's single.
On the market and available.
Was arrested last month after violating Florida Statute 790.19, which refers to shooting into or throwing deadly missiles into dwellings, public or private buildings, occupied or not occupied, vessels, aircraft, buses, railroad cars, streetcars, or other vehicles.
I'm
what about
familiar.
Submarines?
I'm quite familiar
Wait
with that one.
Missiles, like what, like Roman camels?
Hold on, I want to point something out here. In her mugshot, it says her height is 5'5", her weight is 210. Maybe on the moon, she's way heavier than that. Man,
maybe she's an MMA fighter,
or MMA.
M&A. I like M&A.
M&A is better.
I like M&A. What's that? Monsters and something?
Mixed N-word arts.
I truly Whoa. Appreciate Whoa. The last part of that where it just says DNA question mark.
She's from parts unknown.
No way. Oh, my God. It's the ultimate. Crystal Bethany says.
It's the ultimate warrior's daughter.
Yeah.
Crystal Bethany. Which explains a lot
Florida
about
that you can just
she has no hold, so she has no leg drop.
In Florida.
She really does. That's like the name of an ECW wrestler, Crystal Methody.
She doesn't have a choke hold. If you look, she says hold. No, hold for justice.
Tomino says she looks like she has charisma. She is kind of squinting to the side of her face where she's just like,
that's because she's fucking high.
No, she looks like she's about to be in. I don't know.
Why
gone in 60 seconds.
Is Toronto's mayor hanging out in Florida with a wig? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she looks more like.
Yeah.
Maybe Mayor Ford or whatever.
Maybe Miss Metheny is squinting because she just got out of a really high chlorinated pool.
That's possible. It's Florida.
But it's also Florida, so it's probably actually crystal meth.
Well, a pool full of crystal meth?
Is there more? Is there maybe... Is there more to the story?
Can we get one of
Not
those?
Not there, but I did find another article that talks about
Farticle.
It.
Farticle.
Let's see. She's 36 years old.
She, she looks so much Hold like on. The mayor.
Ashley's guessing. He's guessing DNA since his DNA question mark. He's guessing dino DNA.
Dino DNA. Crystal Metheny looks just like Rob Ford.
Crystal Metheny doesn't want to be fed. Crystal Metheny wants to hunt.
Clearly, it wasn't like Sounds a military awful. Grade missile. So I don't.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, if it wasn't military grade, why are we reading it?
So what was
I
it
know,
like?
I don't know.
Like a bottle rocket or something that she just threw in someone's
yeah,
car?
Yeah, that could be it.
I did that in elementary school. I threw one off the fucking bus and
Language.
It shot underneath the bus and blew up couple yards in front of it, and I was not allowed to ride the bus after that for a little while.
Somebody on the bus that totally wasn't me threw batteries at the fucking driver once.
That's not fun.
That doesn't sound
At the
safe.
Driver? Why? I mean, I've thrown things out the window
well, I mean,
at
I,
other
okay,
cars.
This person I'm referring to wasn't actually aiming for the driver. I was just messing around, and I just happened to hit the driver in the back of the head. The person happened to hit the driver in the back of the head. What a dick that guy
White
was.
Whiteout bottle right all over your windshield. Yeah. Huh? That's not fun.
It Ew. Also says that there is a Brittany Boozle.
What? What's a Brittany Boozle?
Fat. Apparently that's the name of yet another Florida woman who was arrested.
Is she
a
also
Dr.
fat?
Seuss character.
Oh, that's right. Brittany Boozle.
You'll never noozle what Brittany Boozle did down the street on Drury Lane.
Brittany Boozle bought a poodle.
And his name was Schnoozle.
Brittany Boozle blew out the Johns. Brittany Boozle had a lot of fun.
Oh my
Can't
God.
Make this stuff up, folks.
FloridaArrest.org is the greatest website.
Okay, but can I see what Brittany Boozle looks like for the love of everything
yes,
that's holy?
Brittany Boozle made a bamboozle out of her father.
Okay, I want to see.
While chasing a schnoozle, whose name was Doozle, chasing the mailman who was holding a hoozle.
Who was eating some strudel.
Wow, Dr. Seuss is a fucking hack. It's really easy. It's really funny and easy.
I can come up with all these rhymes.
Whoa, hold on. Wait a second. This
hold
is Brittany Boozle?
Phone.
Brittany
yeah.
Boozle
Shit. I wanna
is fucking cute.
In her boozle.
Brittany Boozle, his eyes right? are her eyes are a little too close together.
She could get it.
I'm not saying she's... I'm not saying
I... She's arrested multiple times, and she just gets worse.
I'm not saying
time.
I would go in... I wouldn't go in with her on a timeshare. I'm just saying that I would have sex with her.
Once. Maybe twice. In the back of some uncomfortable car.
Yeah, but not in a house
not,
or anything.
Yeah,
not like a house.
Yeah, the second one is more recent.
Oof, okay.
In like a Publix parking
Definitely
lot.
Definitely a car, not a pub, no, in an Aldi parking lot.
Okay, Winn-Dixie
parking
lot. Winn-Dixie
parking
lot. If you
lot.
Can find a Winn-Dixie. Yeah.
Her eyebrows got thinner. Why did her eyebrows get thinner?
Because
no, her
she plucked
got
them
bigger.
All out and then started drawing them on.
Are you sure?
Most likely. It's a progression of sucking dick for meth.
I still would, though.
Why not? She probably gives great head.
What's up with her chest
tattoo?
So perplexed
tattoo? And so confused, Brittany Boozle went to see Dr. Hoozle.
Okay.
Dr. Hoozle said, Brittany Boozle, why are you doing so many things that are wrong?
And also you have AIDS.
Whoa.
He said, wait a second. And just in a flash, he came out with his Hoostubler tash. He attached the stash onto Bamboozle to check and see if her vavoozle was kasmoozle.
Oh my God, Dr. Seuss does make
I
up.
Fucking
Dr.
love. John is
just,
amazing.
He's exactly right. When you run out of words that rhyme, you make up Dr. Seuss words that rhyme.
He flipped the switch, and just in a snitch, the flamfloozle kumploozle went on Bamboozle.
It's just so easy.
It stops being English. You're right. He just makes a flip flamity doobadoo. Like
the flip flamity doobadoo walked into the scoobadoo, said, Brittany Bamboozle, why are you so confusal?
It works every time.
Oh my God, I was going to read that book. Dr. Seuss is a genius.
I'm
going to
write this tonight.
Brittany Boozle.
John's gonna
the
become,
wonder the wonderful confusal of Brittany Boozle.
He's gonna be a child's fucking author right there.
Dennis is right. You should call yourself Dr. Sanzeus.
Buff baby Sanzeus.
Brittany Bamboozle went down Mulberry to see the Dr. Sanzeus with his contrusel.
What is that? Is that your penis?
I don't know, but he has a lot of knobs and bolts and cranks and shanks and all sorts of things.
Did you say shanks?
Yeah, yes. He's also very dangerous and Puerto Rican.
Oh, man.
It is fun to look up people you know on arrest.org.
Oh, you're finding some
of mine? Look up Sean. Look up Sean.
We've seen Sean. We've seen plenty of Sean.
I haven't.
Shots.
Oh, yeah, it's just
that was his profile picture for a while, if I remember correctly.
It might have been.
It was at Twitter, I believe. It was for a while.
Oh, Sean.
What? It was just possession.
Oh, look
of
at your teeth, your chin fuzz.
Yeah, I know.
His chin pubes.
What is that from? Like 2000?
Why is you got neck beard? It's
2008. Is that what that was?
Let's just put it this way: he was a big
fan.
That's
2011.
He was a big fan of Soul
2011. Oh yeah, that was the end of January. I got picked up on a warrant. Whoops.
No, that was for listening to Warrant.
Look at your little head.
Yeah, I know.
It is a little. It is weird when your head's shaved. It's very little.
Oh, my God.
You have a feminine head.
You just look like a giraffe that's popping up from the bottom.
A giraffe, I believe it's pronounced correctly.
There's so much space above your head.
He's got like half of a Birdman beard.
Why are you guys?
Well, that's because he's flying any weather.
But I mean,
I like the unibrow. It's intense.
It is intense.
That's a Dr. Sanzeus book character.
Yeah.
He does look. You do like look like a Dr. Seuss character with your long neck.
You guys having a good time?
I'm going to tag his mugshot transgender because apparently that's something you can do.
I can't think. The thing is, I'm trying to think of a name for Sean, but I can't think of a whimsical name to include HPV. So it's very difficult.
Sean the Gump, who liked to hump. He traveled Delver to Brittany Bamboozle.
All right. There we go.
I'm losing steam.
We'll pass that
Yeah,
along.
You really are. Can we move
I
on?
I like the abbreviations on Broward County's arrest thing because it says hair color bro, B-R-O, yeah. Eye color blue, B-L-U. And I'm putting them together like bro blue.
Bro, you blew somebody?
My bro.
I blew three people.
You're my boy, blue.
Yeah, he did go to jail, but as he calls it, a day spa because he loves what they do there.
I was only there for a day and a half.
Yeah, so you need like three dudes, four dudes.
Just wanted some bologna sandwiches.
Marie, would you like to read
the
next
story?
I would first like to bring Dutch aboard to this.
Oh, great. Dutch decided to join the fucking party.
Why? Sorry.
It's why? Okay. Hi, Dutch.
Why is he even
Hi.
Here?
Hi.
I'll invite you to hang
what
out in a
second.
What
are we talking about? What discussion?
We are talking about
penis
schools
sizes.
Cancel reading program rather than promote a hacker culture.
Ew. What?
Exactly.
Yeah, you heard her correctly, sir.
After the Booker.
All right. And take two.
Go.
7:28. After the Booker T. Washington Public High School.
Wait, half
Booker
of Harlem Heat did what?
Huh? What?
The Spinneroonie?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, the high school in Pensacola.
Pensacola? I don't I think it's Pensawarma there, if you ask me.
Oh, Pensacola.
Dutch, high five.
Florida.
No. Dutch, high five. And accept my hangout invite, bitch.
Hashtag fuck right. Dutch. High five.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. After a high school in North Florida placed best-selling author and popular Boing Boing blog editor Corey
Feldman.
Dr. Rose young adult novel Little Brother on its One School, One Book summer reading list, the school's administration promptly canceled the school-wide reading program. In a blog post on Friday, Dr. Rowe argued that the school's motivations for gutting the program included the administration's desire to shield students from his book's politics and content. The school principal, Michael J. Roberts, cited reviews that emphasized the novel's positive view of questioning authority, lauding hacker culture.
Well, now, what's wrong? Okay, what's wrong with having a positive view of questioning authority? I don't get it. Like, what's wrong with that?
You're questioning authority right now.
What?
Stop. That's another question.
It's my hacker culture. It's my hacker.
You're gonna get us in
trouble. I've seen the movie Hacker 40 times.
Yeah, I know.
And it's really good.
I tried to disassociate myself with it.
Acid Rain tried really hard. It didn't work.
Royce just has a ton
of
questions.
You can't hack a Gibson.
He has a ton of questions. He's Google searching things all the time. It makes me nervous. You know, the system's going to come down on us one day. And I'm going to be like, bro.
Uh-huh.
Bro.
Bro. Blue.
Bro.
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 Stop.
Rah.
It's not cool enough.
All right.
It's not cool enough.
Is that anything else with this story?
Mommy.
Ma.
Ma.
Mama.
Mama.
D.
Mom. Mom. Mommy.
Alan.
Mommy.
D. Alan.
All right.
Thank you. That's just here.
No, all right. So it's like this Dr. Rose like suspicions and shit and all now. Like they just canceled the summer reading program, but they probably canceled it because kids can't fucking pass those tests when they come back after 3 months of summer vacation and they have to remember all that
I believe
crap.
It's called VKK.
VKK.
Nobody calls it that. Who calls it that?
I do.
Vacations are fat.
I call it vacation.
Ew.
Ew.
I call it vacaciones. I say it all Spanish.
Marie says it in Espanol.
I say it in vacaciones.
I don't know about you guys, but I like to go on holiday myself.
Really, do yes. you?
Oh, are you British?
Yeah, I like to
oh,
go on
you
holiday.
Like to watch
he likes
the
to go across the pond.
I do.
I like to read my hacker books on holiday.
Yes, yes. That's
question authority on my free time.
Stop questioning authority.
I'm not questioning.
It's dangerous. It's going to cancel children's reading programs.
But oi, Royce, you hungry? I got me some takeaway from the Chinese restaurant down the street.
Yeah, bring it to my flat, bro.
Who let Ashley on the show?
Royce, okay. If you
John's accent's way better than his.
If you yeah,
don't, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I thought there was a real British guy on the show for a second.
If Royce doesn't stop questioning authority, all the little children are going to become illiterate because schools are just going to start canceling reading programs.
I will stop, but I will also collaborate and listen.
Here's the thing, though. All the little kids are already
illiterate. So is Ice back and ready to listen?
Yeah, you know it. Sorry, go ahead.
They're already illiterate? Yeah. Royce, stop questioning
I'm
things.
Not doing.
It's your fault.
Sorry, authority.
No, don't do that.
All right, speaking of authority, Dutch brought this to Dutch and Royce a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did he?
It was so good.
How appropriate
of him. God
damn
it, I bring gold every time, don't I?
See, now this is why I don't compliment you.
Fuck.
Dutch, this is why you don't get compliments, because people think you're smarmy. I think you're smarmy, specifically.
I think you're pretty smarmy.
All right, Douche Charming.
I prefer to go by Schmarmy.
Douche Charming.
Shawarma-y?
It's delicious. Yes. Well... Dutch, would you like to explain who Mr. Chick is first for those who might not have heard Dutch and Royce? And by the way, shame on you for not listening to Dutch and Royce.
Well, he is the world's best-selling comic book artist, but he does Christian comics, and he's been doing it for, since like the 20s and whatnot. So basically, they're these comic books that all like talk about, you know, things that have to do with, you know, the church or things that, you know, kids will come underneath as far as, you know, temptation goes and whatnot and how to deal with it. And he does it in a very a fun way.
So you're saying that these are hilarious comics that children enjoy?
Mm-hmm. More like comics with a message.
Okay, well, this one's about the evils of homosexuality. let me set the scene here, Theater of the Mind and so forth for radio. We have a classroom and it's career day, and this child brings his parents. Now his parents,
post it in the room.
It's already posted.
Oh,
what? Oh, what? I'm
not even in the room.
What? Oh, what? Come at me, bro. I'm all over this.
Yeah, come at us, bro.
Anyway,
Jay,
I can do so too.
So it's a public school.
Yes.
Not like the good Christian schools, the evil public schools.
Right. And the two gay dads who happen to be dentists come in to talk about...
You wouldn't have gay dads if you were in a private Catholic school.
No. Now, keep in mind, as we read this and we pick our voices and go along, the gay dads, for some reason, have little devils on them or demons on them that are lurking about them the entire time.
They look like cockroaches.
Right, but they're clearly
like gay guys to me.
No. The gay guys look normal.
Actually, one has kind of a pig nose.
Okay, yeah. They did make him really... Okay, well, okay.
His probably nose is so far back because it's been pushed back after eating so much butthole.
Let's pick some voices here. Marie.
What?
That might have been what they were going.
She is a classy woman.
As Marie Chick, are you going to continue?
Is that not a common ailment?
Okay, so
could have said ass, but you didn't. You said butthole.
By the way, because
butthole is always funnier.
Because we were about to read this cartoon before the show, before Hippo Juice, I'll break the fourth wall for a second. I kept singing to Royce and Sean, my two gay dads. Look at Royce and Sean, they're my two gay dads.
I don't know why.
That wasn't annoying at all.
I don't get it.
I will be a gay dad number. I'm going to be Larry. I'll be gay dad Larry. John has chosen to be the other gay dad. I believe his name is Charles. The one with the glasses, that's John. You guys pick your parts. Marie, who would you like to be?
I said I would happily play Beetlejuice looking teacher.
Okay, Dee, would you like to play the children or the female children? Sean, would
you? I want to be that creepy little boy.
Okay,
flat top and the big eye.
He is creepy. Okay, you be him. Okay, fair enough. Sean, would you like to play miscellaneous children? And then in the story, no.
You're not going to trap me, sir.
Not again.
Hashtag nailed it.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 37 times.
Shame on those goddamn kids.
No, wait, kids have a conversation with each other, so someone should be the black little girl.
Sean, you be the black.
I'll be the narrator guy because there's some narration.
I'm gonna be the preacher. The part where the tells a story, Dutch, as last week. Just so you know, that's what I'll be doing.
Dutch, we may need you to be another kid because the kids.
There's
all have
a lot of children.
Yeah,
I'll jump in and out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll
I can't juggle that many kids.
You can't hold me down. I free flow.
Okay, relax, Mace. Go ahead, Marie.
Children, today we have a big surprise.
Oh, wow, cool.
We have two dentists here who were nice enough to come to visit us. These wonderful men are highly respected in our community.
Hi, kids. My name's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
And this is Charles, my wife.
Hi, wife.
Wow, those kids are really coordinated. Before we move on, at the same time, they all said hi, oops, wife, like five of them.
Yep, that's what it says. It's
children, this is an ordinary loving couple, family. God has blessed you two. I see how much you love each other.
Yes, we do.
Next month, we're adopting a baby.
By the way, in this cell, I would like to note that the two devils on the shoulders of these two gay dads are kissing as well.
Bible verse. God expects a man to marry a woman and have children. And in any way, it's forbidden by God. Genesis 2:24.
It's not a Bible verse. There's like three Bible
whatever,
verses.
I picked one. Go ahead.
Do you have a question, Frankie?
Yes. Are they queers, Miss Hen?
Did you say queer? How dare you? That's a forbidden word at this school. Shame on you.
But my dad said it was wrong.
No, your father is wrong. People like him are dangerous.
His dad should be in an insane asylum.
Now, you apologize to those nice gentlemen, Frankie.
Do anybody I else have hear
that?
To?
Yeah, whose cord is... Sorry, guys. Whose cord is making that noise?
I don't know.
Stop talking.
Possibly mine?
It stopped.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead, Emery. You pick up where you were.
Yes. Or I'll send you to the principal.
Kids, lots of great and famous people are gay, but some people are evil and intolerant. is who's saying this?
That's you.
That's still you.
They hate us and call us all kinds of nasty names. But if we get our way, they'll all be in prison. And I love it in prison because gay sex is awesome. Oops, time. Chick wrote this and it's a little dark for children.
All right.
I'm reading it. I'm sorry. It's a little African American for children. Oops, time is up. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Larry and Charles.
Dutch, you want to read that? You want to read this?
This is how the gays are changing the ways little kids, school kids think.
The gays are doing
Meanwhile,
that.
Sorry.
Oh, am I supposed to be this?
You'd be a little girl right there.
Right, little children.
Go.
Wow. What do you think of
it's
that?
It's a little girl.
She has getting
character.
Problem.
You're doing it wrong, dude.
Getting
it wrong.
Getting character.
Smoking problem.
Yeah. She does not have a smoking problem.
All right. I'm gonna
You want me to show you how to do a little girl, Sean? Because I will show you how to do a little girl right in front of all our friends.
Nothing sounds wrong about
Wait a second.
Friends.
I meant.
That doesn't sound right.
So, I'm not going to. Brittany Bamboozle will say to Hoozles all in the doozles.
Brittany Bamboozle was done doozle doors. All right, go ahead, Sean.
Go ahead, Sean.
Wow, what do you think of that, Susie?
No. That's perfect. Sean,
that's actually fine. I like it. That's
you're
actually
hanging
fine.
Around the wrong little girls.
I like it.
Or the right little girls.
Yeah, which girls? Whatever. Apparently, you're hanging out in Ocala.
Apparently, your right little girls are 320-pound men.
Let me show you how to do a little girl.
My grandpa told me not to say anything until I'm off the school grounds.
Wow, what do you think of that, Susie?
I just read that.
All right. Miss Han really told Frankie off for saying queer. Oops, sorry.
That's you, Sean.
She thinks the way they live is cool, and she said God bless them.
Ooh, who's the African-American kid with the girl?
Susie, you told us to read the Bible with your grandpa, right?
Yes.
So, did God really bless him?
If he did, be...
Oh, that's you, Sean, sorry.
If he did, B and K must be okay. Right, Susie?
Wrong. God hates homosexuality, and he warns us in the Bible to stay away from it. And the Bible is true, because it's 2,000 years old, and these really old guys wrote it, and we just have to believe it. And dinosaurs live with people. Dinosaurs live with people, I swear to Christ. No, I'm going to finish.
You see, what you did.
I don't know why he wrote all that.
The Bible shows us what's right and wrong. Years ago, it was read in schools, and kids learned about heaven and hell. But now, we can't have a Bible or even talk about Jesus in school. So kids grow up not talking about what God says about the devil or what sin is. And sometimes my uncle touches me.
Whoa.
God has a book called the Book of Life. If your name isn't in it, he'll cast you into a lake of fire.
Wait, can I write my name in that book?
What?
Sounds dangerous.
Why hasn't anyone told us about that?
Can I tell you about it?
It's you, Sean.
No, it's not. That's a black.
No, guy. On the right.
No, yeah. No, it goes to the right.
Oh, sorry. Yes, tell us.
Okay, did any of you ever tell a lie?
Sure, we all have.
Sinners go to hell!
What's wrong with that?
God says no liars will go to heaven. We're all lost, but God made us a way to get our names in the Book of Life to save us.
How, Susie?
Dutch.
Oh, sorry, I lost my place. Is that crackling coming from me?
No, I think it's John.
No, okay. Yeah, my cat was eating a piece of paper, so I had to spray water at her.
Okay. Of course you did. Dutch, we're down where God doesn't want anyone to go to hell.
And there's an arrow pointing at Earth.
I don't. Oh, okay.
Actually, it's pointing at Australia.
Specifically.
Right. No, it's actually Thailand.
So God doesn't want anyone to go to hell.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
So he did this. So this is what he did. He rid his son from heaven and to get rid of your sins and get your name in the Book of Life. Keep reading. Jesus, God the Son, died on the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away our sins.
For God so loved the world that he gave us only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Austin 3:16.
And 3 days later he rose from the dead, and now he's in heaven and come back very soon. And that's the bottom line.
Stone Cold Jesus is here. Oh my God, King. Oh my God.
When you ask Jesus to forgive your sins and believe he died on the cross and rose from the dead, or some religions say steak, do you know what will happen to you?
What?
I really think you need to stop smoking, but you'll get saved. Your name will be in the book of life. Seriously, you're coughing up blood. Do you want to pray now?
Yes!
Yes!
All three kids got...
All three kids got saved.
God gave us a true picture of the gay lifestyle in the Bible, and it's fucking hot. Centuries ago, there were four cities under control of Satan and his devils, and they were also fucking hot. The worst city was Sodom, which means getting fucked in the butt.
The second one was San Francisco.
But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Austin 13:13.
She has a half and visible touch. Yeah.
These sodomites worship Satan, were possessed by the devil because they hated God. Actually, I fucked that up.
Yeah. You're doing good, though.
We're possessed with devil. We're possessed with devils and they hated God. Their stink reached heaven, and God was fed up with them. He planned to destroy them and to keep their filthy lifestyles from spreading like peanut butter. But their problem in the city of Sodom, there lived a man named Lot who loved God.
Ooh.
Scroll down in the computers.
Would you say that Lot was
loved? Would you say Lot was in love with God?
Was he gay for God?
I'm gay for God.
Would you say Lot?
I'm gay for Jesus because I let him come inside me all the time.
Whoa! To rescue Lot.
Hot.
The preacher said you have to let Jesus come inside you the way he comes inside me.
That's hot.
Whatever. You went to a different school.
Lot! You must leave now!
They came to Lot's house, but the sodomites find out. That night, the sodomites came trying to do nasty things to the angels.
Oh, you like nasty where this is going.
But the angels blinded them with their faces and rescued Lot and his family. As soon as they got Lot, it's a lot of words with hard T's, and his family out of Sodom, God firebombed the cities and turned them into ashes.
Ow, 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 that burns.
Royce, you have a little child part.
Oh, today's
the same kind of people are back, but now they're all called gays.
Wow.
Who's it? Is this looks like the black person from the racist
thing, Royce,
in the back.
You have to read in your gay preacher
Even
voice.
Even Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, set forth, for example, suffering and vengeance in the eternal fire. Jude 7.
Man.
Why did Miss Hen bring them into our class?
Shut up, black person. Whoa. She had to because of the new laws.
Chick wrote this.
Because of the new laws, Satan wants to destroy us. But God still says being gay is an abomination.
That's how a little girl would say it.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
If anyone tries to make you gay, stay away from them. Unless they're your uncle and they give you candy, then I guess that's fine.
Thou shalt not lie. Make love with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22.
It's kind of hot. I mean,
Jesus said it would be like the time of Lot when he comes back. He is coming from heaven and smashing evil and all over my face and back. Those who are against him.
On the today, Jesus will have the book of life opened.
Yes, and when the ashes fall, Sodom and Gomorrah is yours.
The angel is literally reading a giant book.
That's a humongous book, angel.
The book
it's
of life.
Actually the classified.
He needs a new angel job.
Oh, Sean. Sean,
it's your turn.
We'll go to heaven because our names are in the book of life, right, Susie?
Yes, because you made the right choice. I feel so sad about all the kids who'll be tricked into believing it's okay to be gay and not believe in Jesus. Because none of their names will be in the book of life. Don't get upset if the devil's crowd laughs at you for serving the Lord.
Meanwhile, when Jesus Christ returns to rule the world, you'll be on the winning side.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Revelations 20:15. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Parentheses from hell. Acts 16:31.
Well, Alex says, believe on the Lord.
Well done, everyone.
So, I guess the moral,
scene.
The moral of this chick fucking perfect comic is that you should try to have as much gay sex as possible before you get caught by children.
Is that what you caught from this?
What did you pick up?
There's so many AIDS. Things wrong with this.
The or so much, many things right.
Pretty much Jesus in the clouds looks like Abraham Lincoln at Washington.
D, I dare you to point out one thing flawed about this.
One. Just one.
Right? Maybe the quote, a child saying, but God still says being gay is an abomination. If anyone tries to make you gay, stay away from them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's great.
That's okay. True because you're born goodness. Gay. You can't yeah. be made gay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Dutch, can you try and make me gay?
Try really, really hard.
Why would I?
Jinx.
You
know.
You should ask Brittany Baboozle.
All right.
Wow, this guy's just a... And by the way, there was another one that I was thinking of, but it was really dark. It was like about gays and AIDS, and it was like in an AIDS...
Oh, yeah, that's a horror.
It was in a fucking AIDS ward, and I was like, this guy's a piece of shit. Like, he's a piece of shit.
Well, it's a good thing it was written for children who can comprehend such complex storylines.
Like what?
And this one is specifically the child version, this Birds and Bees comic we just wrote. It was written specially for kids to explain gay.
The thing is, the title of that cartoon was called The Birds and the Bees. Not once did they explain how babies are made.
Yeah, or why birds are fucking bees or vice versa.
It's misleading! They're,
and by the way, in that why relationship...
Birds and fuck bees go to hell.
Suddenly appear.
All I learned...
In the clouds... And I'm singing now.
John, if you
I'm
John,
stopping.
John,
I'm stopping.
You should have said, "And I'm queer," because that would have rhymed.
Where is he going? What did he?
And by the way, get your fucking cat away from your microphone, John.
I did.
I'll murder it. I swear to God.
Yeah, not before me.
I mean, that storyline just went in so many different places. You're in a public school.
So,
gays have devils on their shoulder. The devils make out from time to time.
Here's the
They're
sad
dentists.
Part. There's a That's lot of hot. People in this country that think the way he does.
The real sad part is had an erection through the whole thing.
How is that sad? I was giving you a hand job under the table.
Boner five.
Boner five, everybody.
You know what? I think the sad thing about this story is that there's still a problem where children are smoking cigarettes.
Or that they think gays actually look like that. Have they not
yeah,
seen them?
I know. That's the worst trying.
They're not fabulous at all.
No, they were not.
Did Butt Monkey find a book called Helping the Retarded to Know God?
Helping yes. the Retarded to
wrote it.
Godzilla. Helping the Retarded to Know Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It Godzilla.
Was, it was age, so I saw what happened. Yeah, the Zilla part got crossed off, but yeah.
That
it,
picture it, of the retarded
hey, my mom
kid.
Had that, but hey!
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
that is not John's cat.
I don't
I wish it was.
I really feel like that Christianity or any religion needs to better explain homosexuality.
I think Hannity should have a show called Christy Hannity, and I'd listen to it where he talk about, you know, being Christian.
What but if he was great? In drag,
right?
Christy Hannity.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. Put it on the board.
I'm not getting up.
Oh well, break. Put it on the board.
Okay.
Marie found some urban woman talking about how hot it was, and
whoa.
It's not the one you
whoa.
Think.
Whoa, whoa, Asian woman?
No, African American.
Yes, it's a very popular YouTube video.
I've
so
never seen it.
You may have seen it.
I've
we
never
hadn't,
seen it.
And I felt like that we could probably cut some good sound bites
okay.
out of this.
Well,
so
Marie,
Dutch, be prepared. It's a YouTube video. You can search for it just by saying it's hot as hell. Shall I just go dive right
go
on in?
Go for it.
Play.
All right.
It is 91,000 damn degrees. I am sitting right next to my air conditioner, right next to it. It is on the lowest temperature, on the highest damn speed, okay? 64 degrees, and it's on turbo. What the fuck do I need to put this bitch on? Power Ranger? This is fucking unacceptable. I did not
more
sign
like Black Ranger.
When I prayed during the winter months, I asked the Lord to make it warm.
What did you ask
him? I did not say, Lord, please bring the devil from hell and have him sit his ass crack on earth. That's not what I asked for.
That is not what I requested, okay? He need to heat the houses of the people who was begging for summer all damn winter and fall. All the motherfuckers that was making pictures and special little telegrams and counting down the days till summer. I can't wait to be on the beach. I can't wait to enjoy myself and be in the sun. Well, do you put the sun in they fucking living rooms and you make my damn living room snow.
I love her.
I can't do this, okay? The Lord need to delegate temperature and weather to somebody.
She's really mad at God.
Where is Moses? Talk to Moses about this shit because the Lord is out of control and I cannot deal with this.
Control.
I am not tropical.
Moses is her pimp.
I'm not
that
a
pays
damn
rent.
Toucan. This is fucking, this is too goddamn much. It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire. Everybody getting on my damn nerves. So goddamn hot. Shit. Oh. Everybody's getting on my nerves. Everybody's kids is getting on my nerves. These niggas downstairs.
Whoa, these African Americans downstairs.
Every day can't be a holiday. Every day can't be a holiday. It's not a celebration. Who the hell paying for this damn meat? Barbecue it every goddamn day. For what? Shit.
My dear ain't paying for that meat. Ooh, it's hot. That sash talk.
I'm going to slit somebody's throat over this heat. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I get it why people just start shooting during the summer.
Jesus.
Don't give me no firearms because I'm about to go the hell off. I do not do this. This is not what I do. I'm not. Hell no. Shit.
Hell no. Don't give me no firearms. Give me some ass on.
Hell no.
Jesus, be a raindrop or central air because I cannot breathe.
And then she shook her hands a couple of times. By the way, she's not wearing a clothes, I'm assuming, because I see her bare shoulders.
Yeah.
I imagine she's sitting naked on her computer screen, just fanning herself.
She's got a lot of these videos.
Fandangling herself.
What? Woman makes up boy on Facebook to talk to her niece, who asks fictional boy to kill her aunt, uncle, cousin, and dog.
So that aunt catfished her niece and the niece wants her dead.
You want me to read it backwards and then forwards again? Fine. Dog and cousin, uncle, aunt, her, kill, two, boy, fictional, ask who, niece, her, to talk to, Facebook, on, boy, up, makes woman.
Good job. He nailed that.
Other way around now. Woman makes a boy on...
He's got inception.
Woman makes a boy... Woman makes...
Why are we dropping the wobbles?
Inception.
Oh no, there's my wife. She's a train. Woman makes up a boy on Facebook to talk to her niece, who asks fictional boy to kill her aunt, uncle, cousin, and dog.
Okay.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Nice.
Alabama.
A 19-year-old Alabama man.
Yeah.
A 19. You need some new drops. A 19-year-old boy. 19-year-old. No, I'm just joking. I'm kidding. He got sensitive. That's got sensitive.
That's what you're going to hear now.
Uh-oh. A 19-year-old in
A 19-year-old Alabama man?
In... A 19-year-old in Tuscaloosa.
I like it when he presses too many buttons.
Yeah, my big fat fingers keep pushing two buttons at the same time. Sorry.
Stupid fingers.
A 19-year-old in Tuscaloosa County Jail. I hate everything about you. Everything you do, everything you stand for, everything you believe.
I hate everything you choose to be.
So just stop.
Well, obviously we're retiring that button, so I want to get it.
I'm gonna retire your. I'm gonna retire your face if you don't fucking stop.
Oh snap!
Yeah. Hot.
All right, can I read the story, please?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
May
I'm not.
I read the story?
A 19-year-old in Tuscaloosa County Jail.
Alabama man.
Fuck, come on.
I don't even need to do it anymore. I got you guys.
It's so nice. I like when this happens. Go on.
Do it, dude. You got it.
A 19-year-old in Tuscaloosa.
Why do you keep starting over the same spot? We heard you.
You're an ass. That's why. He's an ass.
You got a barrel
a
through it,
A 19-year-old in Tuscaloosa.
You think we're not going to do it? Because we're going to do it.
Barrel through.
Just skip through.
Like Ducky from Land Before Time.
Knock it out.
Oh my God, she does.
Is that racist?
Great. Now I gotta look at this.
I don't think so.
A brontosaurus? No. Oh, not brontosaurus. Sorry. Yeah. What was Ducky?
Ducky was a. Yep.
Those dinosaurs nobody cares about. Is there not a T-Rex?
According to court records filed Tuesday, 19-year-old Marissa Williams has lived with her aunt in Foster's Alabama man since April 2014. Their relationship was strained by Williams' habits on social media. She allegedly would invite strangers she befriended on sites like Facebook over to her house.
That's not good.
She's 19, though. It's all legal beagle.
You don't do that.
When her aunt
asked... Stranger danger is real.
No, it's not.
When her aunt asked Will.i.am...
Aunt.
Aunt.
When her were asked Williams to stop inviting men she met online to her home, she did not allow her to go to parties with strangers. The 19-year-old blocked her aunt on Facebook, nailed her.
Nailed it.
Prohibiting the woman from seeing what her niece was doing on there.
Well, I guess that would be the correct course of action. Because don't be blowing up a hose thing, you know?
I feel you. According
she's
to the...
trying to get laid.
Whoop, whoop.
Don't she's trying to get her dick wet, you know?
She doesn't have a dick. She has a huge clit.
No, like the proverbial dick.
like a D's high school.
She must have gone to my high school.
Yeah.
Like her dick clit. She has to get her dick clit wet with some strangers.
With some strange?
She's got you are a filthy animal sometimes when you talk.
I have a boner.
Listen, I am... all prim and proper until we start talking about stranger dick.
Taming strange?
I will tame some strange.
Okay.
Go on.
According to the deposition, William's aunt decided to create a Facebook profile for a fictional man that she named, and I quote, Trey Top Dog Ellis.
Trellis? His name is Trellis?
Is she racist?
Trey Ellis.
So that she could add Will.i.am as a friend and chat with her. The woman hoped for a rare glimpse into her niece's online activity for an opportunity to teach Williams about the dangers of interacting with strangers online. After cybering for 40 weeks,
this sounds like a bad idea.
Soured quickly. According to court documents, Will.i.am became unknowingly talking to her aunt, posing as Ellis. In late May, more like late gay. And on the first day they interacted online, she gave the fictional boy her phone number, her digits, as the kids say, and home address.
Oh, no.
And asked him to come over and get drunk.
Get crunk.
Get crunk. Wow. On some perp.
She's a slutty slut.
With her. She then offered to have sex with him if he'd pay her $50 cell phone bill.
That's what's up, bro.
And then also give her days later, Will.i.am allegedly told the man.
Hold on. Why do you have to specify what bill it's going towards?
Because simple. That way he knows if I want to keep getting naked pictures from her, I need to pay her phone bill. Yeah. If it gets cut, I can't get it.
Right. Yeah.
So a guy who's more willing to pay for something as long as he's going to get still more tit pics in return than be like, pay my Powerball. Bitch, I can still see your tits in the dark. I guess
right.
What I'm
if you have
to say.
A specific bill, you don't feel like you're a prostitute.
Right.
Exactly.
But you are.
Not
but
that
you
I've are. Ever done that like on multiple occasions.
No, I know you have, and you're currently doing it probably.
What?
Days later, Will.i.am allegedly told the man that she knew.
Williams.
That she knew Will.i.am as... allegedly told the man she knew as Trey Ellis that her family made her angry and you wouldn't like her when she's angry and that she wanted to get out of Alabama. Okay, I guess we're not doing it.
No, you made fun of my button.
She then asked the man, passive aggressive man.
Guys,
yeah.
When I Googled Ducky, guys, Ducky, man before time porn came up in my Google.
Is it hot?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Shut up. Can we do that after the break? Let's finish this.
All right, guys. After the break, Land Before Time Porn. The experiment soured quickly, according to court documents. Will.i.am became unknowingly talking to her aunt. Or did I read that? Yes. Her plans reportedly got increasingly intricate and sinister as time passed. According to the court files, she told the fictional man how to get into her aunt's bedroom so he could kill her and the woman's fiance first. Then she asked him to shoot her cousin and the family dog on the way out. Will.i.am allegedly planned to pack her things in his car while Trey murdered her family. When
she asked a total stranger to murder her own family.
Too bad fucking Neve and fucking the other weirdo from Catfish didn't walk in on that one and get shot in their heads.
Oh.
When she read.
Why does she have to murder her family to run away?
Well, that's what you do when you run away,
right? It's for funsies.
No. Runawaying is just like a ploy.
So they don't find you. Runawaying?
Yes.
Yeah, runawaying.
She doesn't have a paper trail.
Runawaying.
The act of running away, or runawaying, as the kids say.
Please tell me you did that on purpose and you didn't just flub that.
I think I did it on purpose. I don't even know anymore.
Watch.
I don't even know anymore.
I love adding ing to words that don't mean it, though. Like, on purpose. You didn't mean to do that on purpose. That's the greatest part.
But don't add ER to certain words. That'll get you in trouble in certain neighborhoods. According to deposition, deputies arrived and interviewed Will.i.am, who admitted to the plot but apologized. And said,
remixing some dope beats.
Wop. And said that she didn't really mean for anyone to be killed.
I just said on Facebook. Nothing.
Is this joking?
On Facebook.
Just JK, bro.
My aunt's so fat. I just want to kill her.
Did you read my winky face or did you just see it?
She was arrested.
I think that would hold up in court.
Winky face?
Yeah.
Winky face.
I'm going to kill you, winky face.
Actually, I think that makes everything questionable.
The text and thing, but like, clearly this stated that, you know.
No, clearly nothing. You know what I mean? Winky face could be in total sarcasm.
Exactly. Do you think that would hold up in court?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think in the court of millennials, yeah.
What's the court of millennials?
It's the court of our people.
What people?
Meanwhile,
what?
Our people. Court of millennials. Meanwhile.
But, Dutch, I said funny you said because there was a story that we never got to it a couple weeks ago, where I think the Secret Service is investing in software to detect sarcasm. I swear to God, in social media, because they have to respond to any threat, so they're trying to find a way to filter out.
Oh, that's a real useful software.
Well, okay, good job.
Simpsons reference.
I got it. That's not funny enough to go away.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist.
You should have.
Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item.
We're not teasing.
Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Life be a catcher.
He wasn't able to get a job since
2012. Can I help you? What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help Johnson.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. And we're going to, God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because, God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like, sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay. To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Radio Meltdown.
I literally think I got an Instagram. I think I posted one, possibly two photos, and I haven't touched a thing.
Both of beer.
No, actually, one of them was of...
his,
I know,
balls.
It never ends.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slit party.
Yes!
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast.
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See right there.
They're wacky. They're zany. They're a little bit crazy. They're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in. Check out Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and more. You never know. Might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right.
That sounds pretty zany.
Follow me, Tattoos and Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
morelikeradio.com, a new standard in internet radio. The Nerd.
You cut it off.
I'm back to you disrespected me.
I was just trying to help.
Well, then how about this? Two can help, okay? And if two are going to help, then I'll be one of them. Because two can tango on this dance, okay? What? So you want to waltz? Well, you picked the wrong dance partner. Two can play.
What? It's not it.
Who needs changing, huh? Who needs fixing?
I really can't.
I'm going to go through your personal drawers and see what needs changing. What are you, a zoo elephant?
Those are my night peanuts.
There shouldn't be day peanuts and night peanuts. They're just peanuts.
I'm sorry, why is that weird?
You just have a bunch of boxes? I would change that. Oh, you have a bunch of metal toothpicks.
They're bobby pins.
What's a bobby pin?
It keeps your hair back.
You need bobby's pins to put your hair up?
It's bobby pins, not bobby's pins.
What is this?
yarn.
What are you, knitting a mansion? Oh, look at this. What do we have here? A bunch of beat up old sacks.
My vintage purses.
Well, you know what? They could be sexier.
You want my purses to be sexier?
Would it kill you to get something sleek, covered in gems for
you
once?
You want my purses to be covered in gemstones?
All guys do. That's what we think is sexy. We want to be playing a saxophone in an alley and have you walk by in a mini skirt with a purse with gems. But you girls don't listen.
What?
You're listening to The Quiet Storm on Hippo Juice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. After this, some Kenny G, followed by Peebo Bryson.
Is there anything better than saxophone you can sing to?
Dude, a saxophone is amazing. I don't know. It's a dying art. After watching Huey Lewis recently, I got to say, we got to bring saxophone back. Hashtag bring back sax. Okay?
Bring back Bill Clinton. Bring back sax. Why?
Sax.
Where
sax.
Did it go?
Sax.
Anyway, speaking of sax.
Saxophone.
My pal here, Sean, as we've mentioned on the show before, he's had a couple whoopsie-daisies, and he's had to pay for them.
He's picked a whole batch of whoopsie-daisies.
At the planned whoopsie-daisy clinic.
Wait,
so
that's a thing?
Apparently, he rekindled. Well, why don't you tell a story, Sean? It's your mistake.
There was no rekindling.
You were on Facebook.
I mean, we're all very familiar with the first original.
That's the one with the wooden teeth.
With
the one with wooden teeth.
Yeah, she had wooden teeth.
No. Yeah. Like a nail in one, a woodpecker coming out of the other one. Yeah, he did. He cannot tell a lie.
There was a canceled something, and then something happened.
Okay. Canceled the check.
Canceled baby.
And then after that, disappeared for a while. I went back to Los Angeles and wandered again on the beaches of Santa Monica and Venice.
Did you roam down Baker Street?
Sometimes.
Anyway, to the point.
And then I came back. And then when I came back.
You came all right.
A few years back. Mm-hmm. And started, you know, getting my shit together. I started dating this girl.
Uh-huh.
Who I met.
Had normal teeth.
Squirrel. I started dating this squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And so this squirrel may have caught a nut or two.
Uh-huh. And is she storing them for the winter?
On her cheeks.
In her vagina.
Now, what was she taking?
In her womb.
Why wasn't she taking walnut control? Or why weren't you wearing a fucking walnut catcher?
Who does
on
that?
On your penis.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he a rookie? No.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So, supposedly, that was taken care of.
How long ago was this? About 5 years ago?
About. Okay. Ish. Yeah.
And you saw what you see on Facebook, buddy.
So then I saw a picture of said squirrel, with two tiny little mini versions of said squirrel.
And how old was one of them?
One of them looked about to be almost five-ish.
5 years old, huh?
Was it 7'6"?
It was.
Could
adorable.
It palm a basketball?
It was adorable and had blue eyes.
He or she?
He.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is there pictures of this? You have to share with the audience. Just send it to me.
Well, I mean, I don't have them right now. I don't feel like going to go find them because it took me a while to find it. But
and you never want to look at it again?
What is your gut feeling?
I don't know. I mean, fingers crossed for absolutely not.
Now, why wouldn't she come to me? I couldn't say it without laughing.
What do you expect?
I wouldn't tell you either.
I wouldn't tell me
either. I would
never
tell you.
I wouldn't tell me. Shoot me in the head.
That baby is better off being a garbage pail kid than you fucking meeting it.
I would assume so.
That baby is better being a magua and having it eat after midnight and then have water poured on it.
That would.
So like give me a percentage on how much you think that this kid's yours.
Well, I mean, I don't 100. Know. I don't know. I don't think that at all. I mean, if I did, then I'd say something about it. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't really want to push anything with it. I mean, it wouldn't be something that I would just be like gung ho about. Like, oh, just
when I come home,
right? I don't. Well, yeah, she
came
was
inside of her.
She was multiple times.
All right. So after she had sex with you for crystal meth, and she got it
for Oxycontin, and pot.
Okay, Oxycontin is a real main thing, though.
And my dick.
Why wouldn't, seriously though, why would you think she didn't come to you?
I mean, because I'm an irresponsible mess. How
long did you guys date?
Not very long.
Long enough for him to come in.
Like probably 2 months. Who knows? 3 months at the most. Doubtful.
So you think she kept the child?
No, I mean, I don't know. I might have happened. It might not have happened. If it did happen,
she told you it happened though.
She told me.
Did you get a receipt?
No, I didn't get a receipt.
Well, that's your fault. You always ask for receipts.
I
stupid.
Probably should have. You
didn't ask
receipt.
A receipt, rookie.
You don't even really know if that baby was yours though.
Yeah.
Also true.
How do you know that she wasn't having a lot of sex with a lot of other people?
I'm not. I can't
like
guarantee that.
Was.
She most likely was. I have a propensity to fuck sluts. So
Sean doesn't have a track record for dating upstanding citizens.
Really?
No, you don't say.
Oh.
That's what I meant when I said I had a propensity for fucking sluts. That's what I do. I whores.
Does anybody else have a pregnancy scare?
I have, but I've told it on air already.
I did, and then I had a baby.
It wasn't a scare so much as it was a reality.
No, he was planned.
No, it was a scare. And then, no, I mean, I don't care either way.
I mean, I've had a scare before the one I've told. I mean, I've had to stand outside of a couple gas station bathrooms waiting on a pregnancy result. So yeah. That's what you mean.
Yeah, there was that one time that I had to take that test on the
7-Eleven.
Bathroom.
Not you.
Gas station OBGYN.
Right.
Aside from Sean and me, has anybody else been a part of an abortion?
I mean, I said, I've paid for one, but then it turned out it wasn't mine, so I was a sucker.
Yeah, every guy I know has had at least one time where they fuck over a girl, and the girl's like, yeah, I'm
the thing is, I didn't fuck over the girl.
You just go, okay, good, take care of it.
Fucking horseshit, because I didn't even fuck over the girl. That's the thing. I didn't even fuck her over. She
fucked you over.
Yeah, basically. $250. Whatever. Still worth it. For me to leave the fuck alone.
$250
that I like a shithead because I was a manager at Burger King, so I was only manager, so I couldn't walk away, but she needed the money. So I ran my credit card at Burger King and just took the cash out. And I remember the next day the owner would tell me, this is a Burger King, not an ATM.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, I paid for an abortion.
Do you understand? I just wanted to kill life.
Yeah, they killed that Whopper Jr., homeboy.
It's more like a parasite at that point.
Yeah, parasites are still considered life.
Yeah. He's right.
But
don't get me wrong with me saying that. I am so for abortions. I'm a huge
fan. Okay. High five, Dutch.
Dutch, this is why we call you Douche Charming.
Why?
I'm so for abortions.
It's called funny, not douchey.
It's also accurate. So for abortions.
I'm so for abortions.
Everybody get abortions. Shame. Don't have kids before you're 30. It's dumb. You're dumb. If you're having kids before you're 30, you're dumb. So stop.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Why? For what? Enjoy yourself. Go. Fuck that. Go fuck
some whores
in Europe.
Have you guys ever thinking about having kids, Royce and Marie?
Nope. Not yet. Nope.
I mean, maybe in the future kind of thing? Or
maybe,
none at all?
But
you both
unlikely.
Kind of like resolute.
Maybe.
We're at maybe, but unlikely. How about that?
We're
about
at the never
were to
say never.
Get pregnant?
I doubt it.
Why?
Define accidentally. Like,
I guess you can't really get pregnant in the butt.
Yeah.
Well,
we've
successfully managed to not get pregnant after 10 years of being together, so I think we understand how babies are made and not made.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Pill?
Yeah, Marie's on the pill.
Okay. Why wouldn't she be?
And if you did the pill, depo shot. I've had a few girls who've done that depo shot thing.
The depo shot is not.
That sounds fucked up, like crazy, weird science magic shit. Like,
it's
you
not
get
good
a shot,
for you.
And then all of a sudden you don't get a fucking.
No,
a
it makes. No,
six
I wouldn't.
Months or however
7 years?
I would not be
not
okay
good
with.
For you.
I would not be okay with not knowing what's happening with my body for 6 months.
That is not.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like FDA approved. So there's. It's,
and then what happens in 6 months? Super period?
Yeah, so what? So cigarettes are fucking okay.
And so is Fenfen.
Is it like 6 months? Is it like 6 months of uterus lining that has to flush out of you? Like, what happens? I don't know.
Yeah, what happens is it says since you don't have a period, your uterus looks like the core of the earth and it's just filled with magma in the middle until you have a period.
That's awful.
What was that, dude?
That's science.
The first period you have after having a baby feels like having a second baby. It is so painful and awful. So I feel like it'd be
hashtag
like
second baby. Like it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hashtag second son.
Yeah. I got like, I was like searching for a dress for my friend's wedding, and all of a sudden I got the most horrendous cramps. I was like, oh my God, is there another one in there? Like, it hurt so bad. It was crippling. It was ridiculous.
Like a Stephen King novel.
Our bodies are just the worst.
Women's bodies
are weird.
It's the sequel to Beast. I call it Son of Beast.
No, the whole reason why I wasn't on yesterday is I'm thinking I was having pre-cramps, but it like affected my spine.
Pre-crampsia?
Yeah, I had pre-crampsia.
Okay.
Where it was like affecting my spine. So it's shooting pains going up and down my legs and up through my like my neck and stuff. And I was just like, my body's rejecting itself. What's going on?
It appears that the menstruation cycle has spread to her circulatory system. It is adapting. Let's watch.
I was crawled up in a little fetal position ball the entire night, crying in pain because I'm like, I hate everything.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
By crying in pain, she was laying down watching Mad Men.
I was watching Mad Men, trying to get myself out of my own head.
Because it's over two, right?
It's over 9,000.
What's over two?
It's the show's gonna be over. I was crying about that as well.
Oh, I'm just watching it on Netflix. I don't watch anything real time. I just pick shows
and
blow through them.
And blow them.
One horse dead, one recovering after being injected with gasoline.
What?
What?
No!
They wanted a 10-second
cruel
horse.
Crime under investigation in Marion County. Investigators say someone
killed horse. The horse doesn't need gas.
They say
to
someone killed one.
How do you know that?
Did they put a gasoline pump in the horse's butt?
Maybe.
Was somebody really confused? Why would anybody do such a thing to a horsey?
I imagine that's what the first cop on scene said was what Marie just said.
Just
the
like
horse
that.
Doesn't need gas to go.
You just get on its back and you say, giddy up, buddy. And he's like, all right, I'll take you for a ride, pal. You don't need
fuck California Crow. I'm going to jack this fucker up.
You don't need to poison an animal with gasoline.
I just pimped your stallion, yo.
Or even worse, did they drill a side hole into the horse with a skin horse flap where they could open it up and put gas into the middle?
No, what they rigged it up with was a NOS fogger system. Yeah, and a standalone fuel managed system. You got enough NOS in that horse to blow us all up, period.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Let me play the story.
Someone's been poisoning horses.
They say someone killed one beloved companion and sickened a second horse at a pair of small horse farms by injecting them with gasoline. West 2's Gail Pascal Brown talked to both owners today. It's all new at 5.
Told you that Pitbull song was dangerous.
This is Kate. She is 6 years old, and right now she is recovering from an injection. Someone injected gasoline into her system.
Her owner, Leah Greenleaf, called Marion County Sheriff's deputies this past Friday.
Gasoline.
Noticing a puncture wound on the side of her neck that looked like a bug bite.
She's the daughter out of one of my other horses, so she's my baby.
She delivered Kate. Her neighbor's horse, Jolene, a rescue animal, didn't make it. John Hoogerhide and his wife are devastated.
I know, right?
How did they, where do they
Hoogerhide.
Find...
What's wrong?
John Hoogerhide strapped on his flubber side and rode his house into Minjimmy.
Stated. He's offering a $1,000 reward that leads to an arrest.
If you're
okay,
the person.
You might want to up that.
Yeah.
Someone just murders your horse with gas.
Fine. $1,000 and a fully punched subway
all
car.
All right. That's about all it's worth to me.
And handy.
Doing this to my horse. Just come forward. Stop it now.
John and Leah are neighbors.
Stop injecting horses with toxic gasoline.
Stop that.
Quit it.
And each have small horse farms on 55th Avenue Road in Bellevue.
Why gas and who the heck would do something like this?
That's exactly what we're asking. I have no idea.
Who the heck?
Who the heck? Could you please back that up? I got to hear her say that again.
Horse farms on 55th Avenue Road in Bellevue.
Why gas and who the heck would do something like this?
That's exactly what we're asking. I have no idea. They've never heard of any such a thing. So why someone would do that, I don't know.
John says his horse was injected in the shoulder this past Monday when a necropsy or animal autopsy was performed.
Well, he said, well, there's so much gasoline smell on her. That it smelled like
it's some gasoline smell.
Repeated times they raped it, but that it actually died. But it was actually gas.
I so fucked this horse.
We someone actually narrowed it down to BP Ultra Premium 93 Octane, but we're still checking for the blood results.
Well, he said, well, there's so much gasoline smell on her that it smelled like someone had poured a 5-gallon can of gasoline on top of her.
And it's my fault because I leave a 5-can thing gasoline right next to her every night.
Sorry.
I don't know why.
Sorry.
I mean, I mean, allegedly she might have ate it in her oats. I don't know, maybe to like get it more injected in her, like nitro burning funny cars, but this isn't funny.
He immediately told his neighbor Leah, and she says had it not been for his horse's necropsy, she would have never known to alert the vet about gas.
She looks a lot better, but yet it's still not out of the woods.
They're both on high alert. So are the neighbors. They want the person or persons caught before this happens to someone else.
To see someone do this to her and the condition she's in now, you know, it's sick. Sick that someone could do this to a horse or an animal.
Open your mouth when you talk.
What a queer.
I don't know why you expect someone named John Hoogerhide to have any different Hoogerhide.
John Hooger Mellencamp.
You mean John Hoogerhide from Ocala is not a normal talking gentleman? I beg to differ.
There's another surgery scheduled for today. Meanwhile, a neighbor is having
a
fundraiser to try to raise money.
Back at the horse of justice.
Murray, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
That's John Hoogerhide.
Is that what happens if you put gasoline in a horse?
I guess. It looks like it.
Nice.
It farts down the
sparks flying out of his ass.
Okay, let me explain what this is while these idiots laugh.
What did you have time to find that? Horse on fire?
Shoot just now.
Nope. I'll tell you what I did search for, though.
Horse.
I searched for gay man rides horse.
That is the most spectacular thing I've seen in a long time.
This is Felicity, and she is amazing. She is fast as all hell, and she runs only on 89 octane.
For you podcasters who are listening, it's just a gif of this dude who's on a horse, and there's a shooting sparks coming out the back of this little mini horse's ass, but it's like a toy.
I'll post it in the Friends of MLR group for
there you
anyone.
Go.
That is fantastic.
What is she? Where is he, and why are they doing that? Like, I don't know.
It looks like a parking garage.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Ashley?
Oh, my Lord, that's funny. Oh, Marie.
All right, Sean, next story, please, sir.
Yeah, I'll go right to that.
No, before we move on, have they discovered what the fuck is a reason for putting gasoline in a horse?
Yeah.
Increase horsepower?
Like, did you with a syringe? See, they said it looked like a bug bite, so I'm assuming like a
joke. Yeah, earlier, so they're like, injecting up horses with gas. But, okay,
to make them go faster.
There's either two strains
that's
of logic.
That's my horsepower joke.
There's either two strains of
logic.
It's the
same joke.
Well, it's increasing the torque.
No, it's not. It's the same joke. Shut up.
It's guerrilla marketing for a new movie coming out.
They're injecting gorillas with gas?
Why would they do that to gorillas? They're so nice.
Well, they're not that nice. Okay, either the person doing it is retarded and thinks that horses require gasoline.
They
do.
Or the person is evil and is trying to murder horses.
Or maybe he's trying to mutate horses.
I don't know.
Into car horse hybrids.
It is Florida Dutch.
He didn't want to mess up the synchro mash.
All right, Nick Cage.
Why is he here? Shouldn't he be doing a horrible movie?
I had to show him off my triple Weber carb. Yeah.
All right.
Slant six.
I don't like Gone in 60 Gallops, the sequel to Gone in 60 Seconds. Seems terrible to me. And I don't know why Nick Cage even took it. It seems like you could do better than that. I know it doesn't.
I said 60 horses. I only got 49 and a half.
50 stagecoaches in one night. Sounds like a terrible movie. So slow.
So you just take two horses, you mix this one, and you call it a deal. All right? I said 60 stagecoaches, not 49 and a half.
Oh, okay.
No one insults me. No one puts a gun to me head.
How you were a savant with ridiculous movies, and you
wow. I know exactly
your ability to recall movie lines of movies that nobody remembers lines to is incredible to me.
You don't understand. This is my unicorn. It's Eleanor.
Wow. Fuck, I love Joe. Wow. Fucking creepy. It's like having a movie with you all the time.
Oh, I have a third theory. The horse is suicidal.
Okay.
Well, how do you think they injected it then? Don't you need thumbs to do that?
Why?
No,
you would think.
No, it actually required the help of his friend horse who used his horse teeth to hold the needle and fill it up with gasoline with its tongue. Like it would wrap its tongue around, pull it back and forth, and push it into his friend.
I think you're giving more credit. Their tongues aren't like elephant trunks. They don't have.
You don't know that.
So
you know
say they were horsing around?
maybe the horses are junkies.
Why do you ruin everything fun?
No, Dutch, because...
That's his
Dutch,
job.
Dutch.
That's funny. I'm funny.
I feel like you're not giving my...
I don't hear any of your theories, Dutch.
I feel like the horses might be junkies and they were getting high.
That could also be true.
Could be that.
Fucking junkie
they were
horses.
Hoofing it.
Hey, both of you, stop.
Oh, hers is fine, though. I see.
No, it's not fine. I said it wasn't good.
Okay.
It looks like this horse, glasses removed, had the trots. Yeah!
You know I'm going to hit the button. You don't have to do it.
I tell you what, the horse didn't say... Like,
but it's so much better when he leads into it.
The horse didn't say nay to the drugs.
And good evening, friends.
He didn't say nay to the drugs.
Do you think he said, hey, hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Man arrested for sexting police officer after
wait, I want to hear more jokes.
After initially calling about suspicious
I want to hear more horse jokes.
I don't want to hear any more horse jokes.
Marco Island, Florida. Florida man was arrested on Sunday.
Man, my name's Dan. I do hanky panky.
It's the only thing I had going through my head the entire time.
Florida man. He's from Florida. He's a man and from Florida.
Here we go. Florida man was arrested on Sunday.
I gotta hear that again.
What is he doing? Where did he go?
I'm pulling it back. Hold on.
He took his Wonka Vader.
Where did it?
Don't worry. He's doing his Dutch magic.
All right. Okay.
He's doing producer Dutch magic. Just keep going.
So I'm gonna do my thing. Florida man was arrested on Sunday after allegedly sexting dirty photos to a police officer he had originally spoken to about a suspicious vehicle in his neighborhood. Paul Kirley called the Marco Island police about the suspicious vehicle.
Okay, play Dutch.
And the officer responded
Sean.
His department issued phone.
Florida. Shut up.
A Florida man in Florida. What's that? I'm glad you guys are having a good time here. I'm glad.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
See?
Oh, my God. That was brilliant, Sean. Can we hear it one more time, please?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Marco Island, Florida. A man in Florida. God, I'm
a
boob.
Oh, God. That is my favorite. That is a good one, man. Oh, Sean, you rule.
Following the conversation, the 30-year-old allegedly texted the officer, "Who is this?" and "I am Boo." Those texts were followed up by a photo of a man in a thong and a picture of a man who looked like Kirley bent over and looking back at the camera while naked.
Well, because they said pics or GTFO.
After the photos,
it's Dr.
A text from Kirley's phone number read, "So..."
Hashtag Dr. Sanzuzel is going on the board, by the way, real quick. The Photoshop that was in there. Thank you, existence.
When officers contacted Kirley, he told, "Oh my God, what did I just do? Well, I did something." Oh, he told them he was very intoxicated and did not remember much from the night, according to the Naples Daily News. Kirley was charged with stalking and prohibition of certain acts in connection with obscene, lewd materials. Okay.
Is anyone else following the story? Sorry, I was busy pulling the clip, so I've missed that story. Not because I didn't
care. Some guy
care,
named Chilean Seabass showed his cod to some person on a phone.
John got it.
You got it.
It's exactly what
hashtag
just happened.
Dr. Sanzuzel.
No, he just sent police officer a picture of him naked and wearing a thong and bending over and showing his butthole and dick and probably balls and taint.
You guys ever accidentally tweeted a naked picture of yourself to the wrong person?
Nope. No.
Tweeted.
Not so wrong. Not accidentally.
And make it seem like it's an accident.
Oh, that I've done a million times. Whoops.
I had a guy do that.
Sorry,
to me.
Wrong person.
Whoops. My bad.
Whoop.
Was he packing?
Yeah, but it was just strange. I didn't really know the guy that well, and he has a girlfriend, and I'd kind of talked to him on Facebook a few times, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get this dick pic, and I was like, "Oh my, what the fuck am I supposed to do?"
Hey, nice dick pic.
Thanks.
I didn't
fiddle
know,
with it with your bazooms.
I didn't know how to react. So I just ignored it, and then 2 days later, he texted me. He was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was really drunk, and I did that on accident."
He didn't. He put out the bait to see how you would reply. When you realized right. that
does
he played
does that ever
the,
work for men?
Not really.
Just randomly sending.
Oh, I need to suck
dick?
That.
Sometimes.
I've only sent pictures of my unit when a girl asked for it. I would never do it unsolicited, no.
It's almost like they're fishing with their dick pole and they're just like, whoop.
It's different if you're sexing someone you've already
put it in that pod.
If you're sexing someone you've already fucked and stuff, it's perfectly acceptable. But if it's, you're just putting out like, hey, look at my dick, it's like, you okay, nice dick.
Thanks.
I guess.
Oh.
There have been so many times, like, well, I shouldn't say so many, but like so at least many. Five times in
million
the last
times.
4 years where like I've been talking to someone
so
on OkCupid and it goes whatever further where we're talking texting and they just send me a dick pic out of nowhere and I'm like, why would you
happens.
Do that?
Why would you do that? That's exactly what it is. They want to see how you react because they're probably tired of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Like, all right, let's
exactly
see how
what
if
it
she
is.
Goes.
I have to show well, this bitch
so
my just, dick.
It's so not suave. Like if they even made the conversation sexy, at least then it would lead up to it. But just sending a girl a picture of your dick out of nowhere.
Did you watch an episode of Game of Thrones? Also, here's my penis.
Yeah, it just makes me wonder if there's girls out there who are like, oh my God, I got to get on that.
Hey,
I'm sure, that I'm sure there
maybe
is.
Maybe it's like a, hey, I'm hard, I'm thin, it's because of you, thank you.
They're called girls Dutch dates.
That's actually a good question because guys love getting naked pictures from chicks, but have you ever like thought that, because I just assume
never.
If I've ever sent a naked picture of myself to a girl, she's just, you know, sharing with her friends going, hey, look at this douchebag. So that's why I don't do it.
Oh, no, I like it.
I don't care.
I like it if they're requested.
Ooh. I'm going to send you a picture of my dick.
I'm going to send Dutch a picture of my dick.
I'm going to send I don't have D's number.
D's nuts. Hey, Dutch, send it to me. I promise I'll forward
I already sent
it.
You
I won't jerk off to it.
Balls,
yeah, send it
dick,
to me.
Shit.
Take a picture
just
of your dick.
Just post it
me.
In the chat, Dutch, at this point. Coletta does.
Hey, I don't want to be left out.
You want a picture of Dutch's dick? Can
everybody
Dutch?
Send me a picture of their dick, and then I'll guess whose is whose.
Marie, give me your number. That's sorry, a great give me your game. Number right now on the air.
We should do that next week.
One of these dicks is not
like the other.
One of these dicks doesn't belong in my mouth.
Which one's that? None of them?
All of them.
The adult one?
840.
No, but seriously.
So what just happened?
I don't
feel like I could pick out dicks in a lineup.
I don't need dick pictures. I just need you to pay for my shit.
Seriously though, have you guys ever like Marie? Like whenever Royce just sends you pictures of his dick, do you? Has
no,
that ever like actually turn you on?
Really
or you just
call
he voice? Hasn't because why
I
do I
do
need
that.
It?
I live with her.
When you guys were dating, I mean,
like, I never really
I didn't
did
need
that
it.
Either.
No, we didn't.
You
need
should
that.
Do that tomorrow while you're at work. Just send
all
her
right.
a picture. Of your
I'll
dick.
Do it.
Yeah, me and my husband used to send each other pictures all the time.
Of your dicks.
I mean, he
dicks?
Would send me his dick. I would usually, like, I like to send him pictures at, like, 3 in the afternoon while he was at work. And I would just.
Dude.
It
that's
was so awesome.
Nothing better. If you're a guy, mm-hmm. like, there's nothing better when you get, like, a topless.
It's like surprise.
Especially unexpected. Yeah, unexpected. Yeah. Especially unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected
yeah.
ones. Are the best. Yeah, ladies, take notes. You're dating a guy. You really want him to like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just randomly send him pictures of your tits. It's
yeah,
great.
It's just, it's a pick
awesome.
Me up.
It's
yeah,
awesome.
This one guy I dated used to tell me, like, he'd just tell me what he wanted a picture of, and then I'd like no matter where I was, I'd have to try.
All right, take a picture of a bird. Okay, cool.
No.
Now of a dog.
Oh.
Now of a squirrel.
No.
All right, cool. Now of a pond. All right, that's nice. That's
now
turning me
picture,
on.
Like a selfie picture of your pussy with the bird in the background.
Right. Okay, but focus
exactly.
on the bird. I want the pussy to be more background and the bird to be in foreground. Okay,
what?
Figure that out. Thank you. Okay, that was a good pussy picture, but the lighting is way off. That's not what I bought you a lighting thing. We're going to do this again. And here's a new camera. We have to start investing $5,000 in pussy pictures. Maybe you have a problem.
Or just stop dating
like
hipsters.
It was much sexier.
Stop dating hipsters.
I don't know. Mine's pretty sexy, I guess. Birds, squirrels, trees. It's
by
pretty
the
high.
Yeah,
right?
Like I was on the bus and I was wearing he was like, what are you wearing? I told him I was wearing a dress and he's like, I want to see a picture of your thighs. And I like, hiked my skirt up a little and took a picture. It was...
Oh, you're on the bus. That's called Rosa Parking, actually. Not many
no,
people know that.
No, that's...
Yeah,
it
cool.
is.
Were you sitting in the back or the front?
That's not a thing.
Middle.
Oh. Middle, really? All right,
it was a mostly empty bus.
Hey.
Mostly? Mostly
I had
empty.
The saddest day like a month and a half ago. I had an old Hotmail account.
By the way, Dutch spells his Hotmale, just so you know. That's Dutch's personal email.
Yeah, hotmail.com.
It's Van Rockstar at
Hotmale.com.
Van Rockstar at Hotmail.com.
Right.
It was, I forget what it was. It might have just been Joel Van Wagner. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it I remember trying to log in like a month ago because I remember that was the one, like back in my whore days, that was when I was getting a lot of tit shots and whatnot through email.
Nice.
It was all saved in that email. And I hadn't logged in a long time, and I know that they had switched from Hotmail to Live, and now they've went from Live to Outlook. They erased everything. I lost them all.
What are you going to do?
Dude, I wanted to reminisce and jerk off the old chicks I used to fuck. I couldn't do it.
Oh, no. Now you're going to forget new chicks. That actually made me really sad.
I can't even lie. I sat there and was like, oh, no.
Now what am I going to jerk off to?
Everyone send Dutch titty pictures.
Yeah, tit pics.
Everyone text Dutch at Gmail. Dutch their tits.
I'm doing it right now.
Don't worry. He doesn't check his email.
Random listeners, I don't even have to know who you are. Just send me random pictures of your boobs.
You want
to
see these tits, Dutch?
Yeah, no.
Are you sure?
Squeeze them together, Sean.
No.
You haven't seen them lately. They're nice.
No, I'm good.
Show us your boobs!
I don't want to see them.
I got some work done. You'll like it.
Spackling for the center part or what?
I'm rubbing my nipples.
He put some drywall in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I filled it in.
Put some wallpaper over it. Hung a little cuckoo clock on it.
Just for you, sweetheart.
When you send dick pics, like, you got to make sure that you're not fully erect, though. Because it seems like you're trying, but you want to be like nice and plump so it looks the biggest.
Right. You want to be full, but not
if you
hard.
Send one where it's not fully erect, then you better follow it up with a fully erect because then they might
you'd rather see a fully erect one.
Yeah, and from a, like, I like it from the downward angle so it looks like it's towering over his balls. mighty.
It's a mighty penis.
See, you just hit the multi-shot one.
Semen is coming.
You just hit the multi-shot.
The way fat girls take their Facebook pictures is the same way you're supposed to.
Exactly. You want to MySpace your dick pic.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. MySpace dick pic. Hashtag.
And the best is if you can get it to like cast a shadow, because mine casts a shadow up to like my chin, so it looks like my dick is touching my mouth. And it kind of turns me on.
Sean just sends women pictures of him giving himself oral sex.
Or other guys, whatever.
It's really hard to take pictures of yourself while you're blowing yourself at the same time. It's
right,
not,
that's why you let other guys blow you.
No, that's why I let other guys take pictures of me blowing myself.
Nice.
I know every male on the show right now has tried sucking their own dicks. I could never get close enough to do it. Have you guys ever actually gotten so we could lick the tip?
Yeah, I can get it all the way in there.
You can?
Not anymore.
You're a flexible motherfucker.
I was a flexible motherfucker.
I've never been able to do it.
I can suck my own nipple, but
but that's not fair because you just pull your boobie up to your face.
You have an asterisk next to that because you have performance enhancing breasts, and that's not even fair.
Not fair.
They're not normal.
They're all
humongous.
Natural.
I know. I didn't say they weren't natural, but they're big.
What size are you again?
36 double B.
Jesus Christ!
Right.
Her breasts are funny compared to my breasts.
What do you mean?
They funny, tell like, the jokes.
Funny.
Well, like, you know, girls share bras sometimes. Girls share bras sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I totally...
Only adult girls.
I totally... Oh, come on. I have wedding pictures of Tiffany
Marie
and Katie.
Can wear my bra like a Yonica. Oh, yeah.
No, I have wedding pictures of us girls exchanging bras while we were dressing.
That's me. That's the guys actually were doing
right.
The same thing.
You and Nathan wore the same bra. It was funny.
Uh-huh. It was cute.
But no, so I stole one of Dee's bras and I put it on and ran out. And there's like air pockets in between where her bra ended and my tits began. It's dumb.
Marie's boobs and her bra look like, you know what? If you put like a AAA battery in a AA battery spot, it just doesn't fill the whole thing.
Yeah, it just looks silly.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fill the whole thing.
I love big titties.
Can I go one show without having an erect penis?
No.
No.
Why would you?
Because he's a boob guy. Even talking
about
this shit,
we know.
Riles him up.
We know. It does. It gets him going.
It's fantastic.
Yup. Oh, boy. There's going to be some retweets of big boobs after this show. That's for sure.
Boobies!
Get out of my head.
Oh, John.
Get in his head.
It's a scary place in there.
Get into my car.
What?
Dr. Sanzuzo's head.
Dr. Sanzuzo, I believe.
Sanzuzo's.
Dr. Sanzuzo's head.
I'm going to ask you to forward me this proper spelling of this.
I think it was Zanzus.
Yeah, but I'm not looking.
Still don't even know what this is.
It's a thing.
Oh, you weren't here.
You show up on time.
Oh, that's right. You don't know.
Dr. Sanzus.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'll listen to the replay.
No, don't. And I don't want you to. Do not listen to it. Don't do it.
Don't do it, Dutch.
I probably won't.
Good.
Fucking asshole. Hate you.
Just like I probably won't listen to last night's Dutch and Royce unless Dee pulls it up for me.
She probably will if you ask her to.
I might. I did tell a hilarious clit story.
Oh, I love hilarious clit stories.
That's her favorite genre of clit stories.
Speaking of...
Followed by drama. Really
depressing clit stories are just not... You know.
No.
What's a depressing clit story? Is that where you like push on it? And
no,
when
no,
they're
no,
cut
no.
off.
That's a pressing clit story.
The bucket of clits is the saddest.
Why would you cut them off?
I don't know.
Are you going to like cook them and eat them? They are delicious.
Oh.
I don't know. Ask what they're doing in Africa.
What do they do with all the clits?
I don't know.
Them out?
I just had like a flash of what a clit would taste like, and then I just imagined it to be like, it would like just be no taste, but have like a pop to it, and it made me sick to my stomach.
Why would you do that?
Crunchy?
Crunchy clit.
How are you picturing it cooked? Because I was thinking sautéed.
I was thinking that they'd be fried up and like sprinkled over a salad.
I'm going more like with D, like
bacon bits?
Like they do, like they do escargot, like some butter.
Uh huh.
Like cook like three or four little clits.
Or like a lobster, like sautéed and
yeah.
Butter.
Oh, we could do a clit boil. We could do a fucking Louisiana clit boil where we get a bunch of clits.
I'm still recovering
from Louisiana clits.
Right. I'm still no.
What's wrong, Marie?
Okay.
What's wrong?
So gross.
Clit salads?
You
have the imagination of a 12-year-old because it really does take over you sometimes.
Oh my god. It was so real in my mouth and they were popping.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh no. It has such a rubbery, chewy outer shell and then juice in the middle.
Oh, that kind of pop. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you mean like a clit would be like a Gushers.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. You're biting into it.
Oh, that's
that happens.
My, I'm clenching my fingers right now because it's just it's so bad.
It's delicious.
You hate it, Dutch.
That was one of my favorite things.
It really was.
Last week we were doing
You hate it.
No, you don't like that. You hate it.
And Dutch's like, I do.
It was the honesty in Dee's voice when she said that, too. Those of you who don't know what was going on, I was creeping Dee out by putting... What was I doing?
Being yourself.
You were wiping your napkins and cotton balls.
Wait, on my teeth. That's right. And it freaked her out.
I hate it.
It wasn't just she saying, I hate it. It's like, no, you don't like that. Please stop. It's just, oh, my.
Guys, your smartphone
now,
is hurting.
Like an oyster. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Guys, your smartphone is hurting your sperm.
Oh,
it may be time to take the phone out of your pants pocket.
But it's helping your sperm's networking abilities.
That's true.
It's been like an on and off story for like 5 years now.
Oh, my sperm has Wi-Fi now. So whatevs. A new study found that the low level...
My sperm is repinning shit like crazy.
Why would it do that?
You see my sperm's Pinterest. It's awesome. A new study found that the low level electromagnetic radiation that mobile devices emit lowered sperm mobility by 8% and
motility
by 8% and viability.
Your sperm ain't going nowhere.
All over me.
Where are they going? Nowhere.
Even while the debate...
Your sperm are going all the way to the sperm bank.
Even while the debate over whether cell phone causes cancer rages on, researchers are starting...
Raging boners on.
I know. Starting to explore the potentially harmful effects that the ubiquitous devices may have on our health. Because they emit low-level electromagnetic radiation, it's possible that they can disrupt normal cell function and even sleep.
Good. Maybe dumb people will stop having babies.
And with male infertility on the rise, Fiona Matthews at the University of Exeter in England.
Exeter
in England, and her colleagues decided somewhere in Harry Potter land, decided to investigate what role cell phones might play in that trend. In their new research, they analyzed 10 previous studies. Studies are so boring. Anyway, fucking...
Studies are so fat.
Cell phones fuck up your sperm. Where do you keep...
I think that might be... Are you guys front pocketers or back pocketers with your cell phones?
Front pocket.
In my butt.
I think that's the reason why I haven't had any kids. Or one, but
that's the reason. That's the reason. That's the only reason. You got
it. It out.
Yep.
Your sperms aren't swimming.
Nope.
It's like, oh, we're so tired from all the radiation.
This is so boring. Wait, I don't have the clip anymore.
That's just balls are so fat. We don't want to come out.
My life sucks. I'm gonna post it on Facebook.
Okay.
What?
Dutch's sperm is just a sperm. Irritated teens.
Yeah, Dutch's sperm is just a fucking...
They're just self-entitled.
Bunch of little Dutches. Don't want to leave. Very picky about what egg they use. No, it's pretty crazy.
She's so
boring and forever taking.
What just happened?
Who did that?
Colon, open semi parentheses.
Diminutive.
Whatever. Parentheses.
Thanks, Dutch. Jeez.
Stupid fat fingers.
That wasn't meant to be.
Yeah,
that.
No,
sorry.
It's fine. Man,
I was rearranging buttons on my board and hit.
No, I don't care if you want
to. You had to rearrange them right now.
Right now.
You couldn't wait like 5 minutes.
I do a lot
minutes.
Of things on the fly, Marie.
Mariesels.
Mariesels.
I like that nickname, guys.
I don't.
I love Mariesels.
Yeah, Dutch, jokes, hates, Dutch hates anything that brings happiness.
To anybody but him.
I don't even, not a huge fan of happiness either.
Yeah,
huge fan of emotions, but not happiness.
Okay.
You're not Pharrell happy at all.
Not Pharrell happy at all.
At all.
Don't take my thing.
It's my thing. I said it first, I think.
Well, I started doing
mine.
It.
I believe it's mine.
I was starting
it's
to correct
Pharrell's.
Are we going to go to BitCourt, Dutch? Because I'm going to win.
No, it's Pharrell's.
You have to pay with Bitcoins.
If we go to BitCourt, I'm winning, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no.
Sounds like doesn't that sound like a wacky Morning Zoo thing, BitCourt?
Yeah.
Hey, this week on BitCourt. Sorry, John, go ahead.
So our two interns came up with two bits, so we're going to take them to BitCourt and see what one's better.
He's just doing
lyrics in the song, or
he's just nope, so instrumental.
I like it. I fucking love it.
John's going the Kenny G route.
Anyway, speaking of Pharrell happy, Royce, did you ever get that video link?
Yes, of you, yeah, I was going to play it yesterday, but my video was messed up, and now we don't have time.
Oh, no, we have time. We have time.
Oh, cool. More Royce, four work for Royce to do. You got it.
All right. Yay. Work for Royce. Yay.
Royce is going to do work. Yay.
Royce is so good at it. Yay.
He's doing a good job over there.
Sit there and
yay.
Fucking blame us, shit fuck.
No, he has to type things
now,
on the internet.
I'm going to sit here. I'm going to sit here for 6 minutes and do nothing.
No.
Yay. Royce is doing nothing.
Get on camera and dance right now.
I'm dancing.
Wait. Oh, John doesn't have camera tonight.
No.
Nope. Damn it. This
whatever.
Not
just keep,
work.
Whatever.
Royce would have pulled
keep
up.
Keep pretending you're mad at me, so give me time to find it, please.
It'd be all great.
Right.
Oh.
I'm sitting here dancing. Okay.
So you got none. Do.
Tell him, John.
I got to be honest, dude. I actually like this song.
Well, of course,
well,
everyone
like
likes
it. Even more.
How could you not?
Was your dance sexually charged?
Very. Yeah.
He touched his penis.
I was dancing with a pedo bear.
Nice. Wait.
Hey, Dutch. Guess what?
Yep.
It's kind of hard to talk over the song, but did you hear?
Was just so loud,
but did you hear the story about how a woman was texting how happy she was that the song came on while driving, and then crashed her car and died?
Wow.
Awesome.
What, texting or tweeting or?
She was driving her car. The song comes on the radio. She immediately posts, "I'm so happy because of this song." And then
so she was tweeting it. Oh.
She was tweeting
it. I'm so happy.
Yeah, and the police were piecing it together when the crash happened and when that tweet happened. They realized that she crashed because of the tweet.
Here you go. This is the video. That's John, of course, it's Deadpool.
What's happening for the people that are listening?
Deadpool is dancing. Just John dancing as Deadpool. You know.
Who's filming?
Nathan.
Nathan, of course.
Oh, good.
OG Nathan, for those of you who don't know who Nathan is, you should look him up because he's fantastic and he does great work.
And this was for Welcome to Tate's.
Welcome to Tate's, yeah. Hashtag Welcome to Tate's.
Because they reached their Kickstarter, right? They got it funded.
Yes, they did.
Nathan.
Yay.
You're welcome.
They had filled the backers. Yeah, it's so fantastic.
Oh, John, you rule. That's great.
We filmed this in March at MegaCon when Royce, Marie, and Dee, and Sean all went. But this was on Sunday.
Got it.
Sunday fun day. Sunday fun day.
So wait, you filmed it before you knew you had reached your goal?
We were filming it just to promote the web series and the Kickstarter, but allegedly
now he's dancing with a bear.
Pedo bear.
It's a pedo bear.
There was
pretty cute. I wish you did dance with more people.
Nathan's SD card allegedly got corrupted, and apparently he found a way to fix it and clean it, and he just left it until they reached their goal, and lo and behold, they reached their goal.
Oh man, you should have put it out as soon as you guys did it, because the happy dance songs were hugely viral on or dance videos, I mean, on YouTube. You could have gotten big with that one.
That's what we were trying to do.
No.
But, you know, stuff happens. And
yeah.
Nathan's a busy guy, but he does great work.
Yeah, the John's stand-up wax down. Do we have that video?
Yeah, it's been on YouTube for like three weeks.
Since you were in jail.
Three weeks?
We posted it.
Seriously. Oh, it was when I was in jail. Oh, God damn it.
So, thank you for listening tonight, guys. Remember, the live event is August 9th.
Footer and Greenway, right? Next?
They're next. Stay tuned for them. Or whoever.
Guys, that's not what it's called.
Shut
anymore.
Up.
The Red Show.
Stay next tuned for Footer and some obligatory.
Say next tuned, yes.
Shut up! You shut up and you leave me alone!
Did 360 on 420 move?
No. Don't do that.
Mush your mouth, moron.
Stop it.
And also on Facebook, just search for Welcome to Tate's and like that page, and then we'll keep you posted. And when the series starts to
do that.
Fully air.
Awesome. Do we have Neglected Hippo Text? Anyone do it?
No.
I forgot.
All right. Good job, everybody.
Popeye's Cajun Waffle Clits.
Okay.
I like that.
No, yeah. You hate it.
Hashtag so real in my mouth.
Oh, no. No.
Hashtag right. Background pussy pic.
Okay.
Picture angle from like behind the balls. You have to use the timer.
I love Dr. Sanzeus.
Is that a thing? I don't see that
more
anywhere.
Like Van Cockstar.
Now we're talking.
Nice.
More like Eminem Fighter.
Once knew a chick named Free Baseron.
Hashtag dick selfies.
Someone just wrote butthole.
In relation to the horse firing firecrackers at its butt, the only acceptable mode of transportation in San Francisco.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Like I said, stay tuned for the Red Show. Go to the live event. Don't be an idiot. Anything else? Anything else? Anything you want to plug? Anything? Anything?
We're good.
All right, guys. Rob.
My only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop.